Advocates say the arts can do anything: improve a child's academic performance, heal a grieving heart, even help a breast cancer survivor reclaim her sense of self. That last one comes from Seattle tattoo artist Madame Lazonga. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has our story.
First things first, you won't hear this at Vaveen Lazonga's tattoo shop. That's a traditional tattoo machine.
Some of those tattoo machines sound like chainsaws. It's like, oh, look out, run.
Lazonga uses something called a rotary tattoo machine. Hers is shiny silver and magenta, about the size of a large cell phone. And you have to listen closely to hear it at all. That lack of sound is important to Vaveen Lazonga.
It takes a lot of the angst out of being tattooed, I think.
About half of Lazonga's clients have never had a tattoo before. They're women like Andrea May, the 44-year-old wife of an Army chaplain.
I was very, very nervous at first because none of my family has tattoos.
May was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was 40. After her radical double mastectomy in 2013, May decided that instead of reconstructive surgery, she would get a tattoo. She found a tattooist in Tacoma to ink a pink breast cancer awareness ribbon wrapped around a blue crucifix right in the center of her chest. But he wouldn't create anything larger than that for her.
He said he didn't feel comfortable going over any of the scars that I had because he hadn't done that before. So
May set out to find somebody who would. She found Vaveen Lazonga online. Lazonga's been a tattoo artist for more than 35 years under the professional name Madame Lazonga. As a girl in Seattle, Lazonga was artistic, drawing, beading, and the like. In the early 1970s, she discovered tattoos.
And then this light bulb went off in my head. It's like, not only can it be an art form, but it can be like this special kind of like rite of passage. So
Lazonga volunteered to help out at a Seattle tattoo artist's shop. She learned the trade by watching him work, and she developed her own designs. They run the gamut from geometric black and white patterns inspired by indigenous tribal art to colorful birds, fish, and flowers. In 1979, Lazonga became one of the first women in the country to open her own tattoo shop.
The guys would come and say, "Where's a tattoo artist?" I said, "You're looking at her. I'm it."
You won't find any anchors or hearts that say "Mom" at Madame Lazonga's shop. She creates a unique tattoo for each customer.
You have to take into account where they want to put it. And then most often I wind up tracing the part of the body where the design is going to fit onto.
Lazonga designed an intricate band of roses, vines, and lace about 6 inches wide for post-mastectomy client Andrea May. A cherry bluebird perches just below May's left collarbone. The tattoo will span her chest from armpit to armpit when it's finished. It takes Lazonga at least 12 hours to complete an elaborate tattoo like this. She works in 3-hour sessions. Today is May's fourth visit to Lazonga's shop near Seattle's Pike Place Market.
How's that doing over there?
Hey, that's other stuff that you put. That works so much better.
Did you use pawpaw on it? There's still some little spots over there I have to get.
It healed.
A couple spots on the bird. Little things there. I'll get them, though, because I don't want it.
May lies down on a padded table, naked to the waist. Lazonga traces part of a drawing of the tattoo onto May's chest. As Lazonga starts to ink in a lacy black border, May says the pain is bearable. But every so often, she takes a deep breath and winces.
After the surgery, a lot of the nerves are damaged. So every once in a while, she'll go over a place that's kind of jumpy and hot, you know.
May started the tattoo process 3 years after her mastectomy. Vaveen Lazonga won't even talk with women about tattoos until at least 9 months post-surgery. The scars need time to heal. Lazonga can't say for sure, but she believes she's the first person to do a post-mastectomy tattoo.
I remember about 85, a lady came to me that had had a mastectomy, and she wanted nipples tattooed on. So that was like the first time I did that.
Now post-mastectomy tattoos make up about half of Lazonga's business. She sees it as a kind of calling.
Poor women go through so much hell, and then to have to look at that in the mirror every day by putting something, more beautiful over it. Kind of changes the energy behind it.
I just wanted to reclaim something that I had lost.
Andrea May.
Having a tattoo is a beautiful way of feeling better about your body, of just having that place that you feel like you're in control after something that was out of your control happened to you.
With that, May settles back for a couple more hours work on what she calls her own private artwork, created by tattooist Vivine Lazanga. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.